It's 8:22 now, and President Obama is getting set to deliver his next State of the Union address tomorrow night. It's ahead of several key congressional deadlines. And joining us live here, Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning. I have to say that the biggest election I never get to cover, and none of us will ever get to cover, is what a conclave looks like.
Wouldn't you like to have the inside on that?
Actually happens behind those closed doors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got any early polling on that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, can you imagine? We have a hard enough time watching as just sitting there to see if the smoke was that really white smoke, is that gray smoke? It's a cloudy day in Rome. It's very difficult.
Now, you know, the president is taking a different position as he heads into the State of the Union address. Some criticized him for moving on issues other than the economy, right, first and foremost in his first administration. Now there are some other things he's working on, but he's going to focus on the economy. Is that a response to the feedback that he got last time?
Well, they'll say it's not a response. They never admit that they're responding to criticism or polling or anything like that. But if you look at our polling, if you look at any, it's clear that the number one focus of the country, U.S. people, what's the top issue? They say jobs and the economy. And it appears, if you look at what the White House has been doing over the last month, they've been talking about everything other than jobs and the economy. They've been talking about immigration. They've been talking about guns. And yes, while sequester, you can have this conversation, is vaguely has to do with the economy and jobs, it certainly hasn't had a direct link. Now, what the White House is signaling is that, hey, once you are done watching the State of the Union, you no longer will question whether the White House is focused on jobs and the economy. So if anything, this is certainly a public pivot that you'll see tomorrow. I mean, that everything you hear in the White House is that a majority of the State of the Union is going to be focused on jobs and economy. Now, is he going to use it also as an opportunity to frame, for instance, the big budget battles over sequester and over the upcoming resolution? Yes, but that all of it's going to be tied to what do you do to jumpstart the economy.
And supposedly it's being regarded as one continuous speech, starting with the inauguration where it was mostly social, and they go to jobs and the economy here. They will have covered everything.
Well, that's right, and from my understanding, you won't hear as much of the laundry list, in fact, of some of the social issues, the non-economic issues, that this one really will be almost more economy than what the inaugural address was. And the inaugural address, for instance, had a big thing on climate change. I'm told there really won't be a lot of mention of climate change in this because of what you just pointed out, that they view it as sort of part two of what's a two-part conversation. Hey, look, he gets 40 million people listening to him for an hour. It's an opportunity to frame issues on his terms, and he's going to try to take advantage of it.
So what kind of response can we expect from members of Congress? Will it be very polite, which I guess historically is what it was, but hasn't always been what it
yeah,
has been.
I mean, I don't think this is going to be a fiery one, right? There isn't this sense that we're in one of these political we're sort of sitting on the edge, on the razor's edge. But I think there's a reason why Republicans have been working so hard over the last week to try to reframe sequester as a White House idea and try to make Obama own it, is I think they know that he gets an opportunity in front of 50 million people to frame these budget battles on his terms again. And I think that's sort of the reaction you're going to see there. I mean, you're already seeing some of the pre-reaction by Republicans. Oh, any call for new spending, he doesn't get it. He's trying to raise taxes, he doesn't get it. I mean, you're going to hear sort of those standard answers. But I think on the framing of how these budget battles are going to go over the next 6 weeks, and that's really, to me, how this speech will have an impact, right, is how does it frame the next 6 weeks with sequester at the start of March and then the government funding of the government at the end of March. That's going to be the real telltale.
Chuck, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
All right, guys.
Chuck Todd is NBC's political director and chief White House.